Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are getting into the third week of July. This will be airing, I think, Monday the 22nd.
Good morning. Of July.
So summer's continuing.
Yes, that puts us just a little over a month away from my daughter's wedding, too.
That's right. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Crazy.
We did get a reservation for that, so we're...
Oh, good.
We're good. Sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a great time. It is.
We'll have, hopefully, the... it's always fun when the DJ we know operates for the young kids, but maybe some of us.
Yes, you need to have Linda send me a few requests, and I will have Anna put in a few requests on y'all's behalf.
That's it. Yeah, we'll have the we'll have him play the Dancing Queen. Linda can dance around. it was fun. So we've been talking about Christ's calendar and the Christ's clutter in the calendar, and. We've been talking about the clutter part of it, and clutter is really things in life that need resolution. Mm-hmm. We've spent a lot of time talking about relationships because, interesting enough, that's going to be a universal problem for everybody and all the time.
Right. We're living in a broken world with broken people.
Yeah. And, and we're surrounded by self-centeredness. And the self-centeredness... again, because of the nature of the enemy, and this is worldwide culturally, and a lot of that has to do with, video games and television and the way things are portrayed and the way what I call the spin happens with the politics, which we're going to see more of as we approach the election. But literally... people know when they hear stuff, I don't think that's really true, but they literally are standing publicly in line and right. trying to persuade people why it's true. And we've desensitized in our culture to a desire to go to truth. Rather is that I'm going to take a position and I want, and because I want, if I hurt other people, I don't care. And I'm just going to go after my self-centered ideas. And so my insight that I've gotten is that it's going to get worse. And that the ability for people to care about serving you rightly, even at a restaurant or at a store, they're just going to get less and less interested in helping you, particularly with the technology we have today.
Right.
And that is, I had a problem with a service at my gate. We have a software company that operates the ability to register who enters and who exits, camera. If I need to see who's at the gate, I need to let them in. I can open the gate remotely, and all kinds of cool stuff. It's really terrific.
Amazing technology, right?
They wound up triple and quadruple billing me and taking money from my automated accounts that I had already shut off.
Right.
And they kept doing it. So I email, and you can't call them.
Right.
So they say, we're not even going to answer unless you submit what they call a ticket. Okay, I submit a ticket. So, hey, you got a problem, fix it. Nothing. Next month, same. Hey, you got a problem? Fix it. Nothing. Third month. And by the way, I didn't even know this. But it's been going on for 7 months.
Oh, no.
So I finally write. I said, okay, enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll have to take some legal action.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are taking money from my accounts 4 times for the same monthly service.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's not right. I've requested 3 times in a row. And I'm giving you one final opportunity. You need to call me and set this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they finally called me. And now the guy who is working with me, basically, I don't see what you're seeing. I don't know if I can help you. I said, okay. I said, I can prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you maybe need to get me to a manager. I really think you need to get me to a manager. He said, okay, I tell you what, I will contact him and I will have him call you.
Mm-hmm.
And he can deal with it. Okay. Now, interesting enough, at that point, my thought is I'm never hear from that guy ever.
Right.
I'm going to have to go through the whole thing again, you know? And so it's frustration
mm-hmm.
that I got to deal with this. I didn't cause it. They did it. Their system did it. And nobody will fix it. Why? Because they don't care. They basically don't care. They've adopted a philosophy, and that's this. Wear you out so you quit and just put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm not wired that way. It's like, you know what?
Right.
It's not right. It's not right. I'm gonna keep going. So finally they call me, you know, and the guy says, well, you know, let me look at it. And he says, we've been doing this. He said, okay, let's see if we can get this figured out. Let me do some research and you do some research and we'll come together. And so it took an inordinate amount of time to do something that they caused that was harming me. But because of the culture of fundamentally the people in the company, the people in the systems, because people were getting my tickets.
Right.
They just ignored it because they don't care. And so is it going to get worse? Yeah, it's going to get worse. Self-centeredness is going to rule the day. But the neat thing is this. God says, hey, don't think your time is unique.
Mm-hmm.
So I can still resolve everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a heart to go with me, because I'm superior to all that. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to remove the problem or
right.
I'm going to make that person be less self-centered. That's not it. But I can resolve this, and I'll give you an answer, which ultimately, by the way, let's say they wouldn't respond to it. The best thing I could have done is just cancel the service. Okay, I'll just cancel it. I'll either live without it or go do something else. There's always this resolution.
Right.
And God said, I can get you there if you have a heart to go. So as we're looking at, we've talked about conflict. Well, the other things that burden us are what I call unresolved issues.
Mm-hmm.
We call it clutter. And that is in my life. It's bothersome. It's something I don't enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's really happening in my life. And the only thing, I have really two choices. I live with it
mm-hmm.
and say, I guess that's going to be it. And I'm going to just have suffering of this. Or I go to God and say, I'm going to walk with you until you resolve it.
Right.
And resolution, remember, and this is important, isn't my answer to the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my answer would be, well, have that company take care of it. Well, they're self-centered people. They're not going to respond to it, you know, and so you're going to have to elevate it up, you know, and okay. But it was resolved because God said, if you stay with me, don't worry, I'll resolve it. And that would have been on my unresolved clutter list that it's bothersome, and it's bothersome because, and this is a weird thing, is on their system, I've already removed all those other sources that they could access.
Right.
They're already off the system. their system keeps going after and taking money from me, even after I've canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
Their system is flawed. So it's not like I can just, you know, say, okay, fine. Even though right. even though I lost some stuff, let it go. It's like I keep losing it, and it's an unresolved issue. I got to get this resolved because I can't on my end of it, I can't fix it.
Right.
Because why? They keep doing it. So okay. But God says, if you, I want to lead you to freedom. Are you going to have unresolved issues all the time? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the form of decisions I got to make. Things are coming up and I got to decide which way to go. It's family issues. It's
relationship
yeah. issues. It's conflict. It's adversity. It's mm-hmm. A situation at work or a situation in our life that is there. It's causing us difficulty. And I just need to work through it in some way to get to a resolution. Mm-hmm. And as God says to us, he says, well, one thing that I'd like you to understand is that a resolution isn't for you to just accept it.
Mm.
That's not the resolution. I'll resolve
right.
it. I'll resolve it, really, get it taken care of, but you got to let me do it.
Mm.
And it has to do with my timing, has to do with how I'm going to resolve it. And mm-hmm. it probably is going to be different than you would. And by the way, there's this wonderful verse in Isaiah 55. He says, my ways are not your ways.
Uh-huh.
My thoughts are not your thoughts. I'm working lots of things. The timing is going to be different. How I'm going to mm-hmm. resolve is going to be different. And it includes my supernatural work.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not just a natural way to get through it.
Yeah. It's funny. As you say this, I'm reminded of a phrase I heard the other day. First time I had heard this, and I loved it. It's the productivity of rest.
Ah.
The productivity of rest and true rest when we're resting in God, and that, you know, like you've described before, the waiting on God is the dancing with him. It's a staying with him step by step. It's not a passive rest, but it's truly soul rest. I'm resting in the fact that God will resolve. And as he leads me step by step, I step into the resolution. But the productivity of rest versus us trying to go out and solve something on our own.
Yeah.
And how we can just hit a wall over and over and over again and wear ourselves out when the productivity of resting in him is so sweet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And think about, you know, the words even is that if you learn to rest well,
mm-hmm.
it'll be very productive for you.
Yes.
It'll come out with something that'll be very efficient. So as we look at, and this would be even true as we work, we gave lots of insight about conflict, but he said, as you're now working through unresolved issues, clutter, I need you to get to a place where you have freedom while you're working mm-hmm. through these, because I'll resolve them. I'll show you I'm going to do that. And then as I resolve them, you're going to have more come on.
Right.
So you got to learn this as a way of living so that if you keep working your calendar, you keep going to let God resolve your conflicts, all these unresolved issues, I'll resolve them. You can always live in freedom. And the key is this. If I told you, this issue you have, I'm going to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
I got the power to resolve it. Even though it hasn't been resolved, what does that do for your heart?
It lightens the load,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Knowing, okay, he's carrying it.
It's going to get done.
It's coming.
So I trust that it's going to get done. And now mm-hmm. I can live in freedom because I know where it's headed. I'm not at a place where, uh-oh,
mm-hmm.
this is going to be really bad and it's going to be negative and I'll never get resolved. Or it'll right. get resolved in a really awful way.
Mm-hmm.
God says, no, I'll resolve it. And when you learn that, you start to have the release of any burden of it while it's happening. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at Psalm 25, 1 to 15. We'll probably spend a couple sessions in here. But this is the key to how do I walk with God so that I can experience the life that he has for me, knowing that things will get resolved, and I can live in freedom. Psalm 25, 1 to 15.
Sure. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach the way which he chooses. Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Yeah. So he starts out and he's saying, this is a series of truths that will demonstrate that I can resolve everything. Mm-hmm. And there's things that you need to understand and learn and walk into and let me do what I'm going to do. So this psalm is packed with amazing understanding of how we can live a life that isn't burdened, and we expect a resolution. So he says, first of all, he says, I lift up my soul. Mm-hmm. And the word soul is my essence of being. So everything that I have, I come to you, and I'm going to learn to trust you. Trust what? I'll resolve every issue. Don't worry. He says, I will not be ashamed. And see, the word there, ashamed, mm-hmm. In the English, we would say, I'm ashamed when I do something wrong.
Right.
And I shouldn't have done it. And I recognize I shouldn't have done it. And now it's been proven that I shouldn't have done it.
Right.
And I'm ashamed that I did it. That's right. How we interpret that word ashamed. In the Hebrew, it's I shall not be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be in a place where I say God's going to resolve it, but he never does. And now I'm in a place where I'm really disappointed, and I'm ashamed that I said it.
Right.
He said, no, if you learn to trust me, you won't be ashamed. And he says in verse 3, he says, no one who waits on you will be ashamed. In other words, and we'll talk about this, waiting is a key process to this for him to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wait and let him resolve it, it will be resolved and I won't be disappointed.
So
trust it, you know. And he says, wait. He says, okay. And then verse 4, he says, show me your way, teach me your paths, lead me in your truth, and teach me, for you're the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. So there's here's your saying, I'm willing to walk with you so that you can show me your way, teach me your paths. Okay, when you think about that, and Linda and I were just in the mountains, and we were doing some minor hiking. We're on a path.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's in the wilderness, so it's not just go anywhere,
right?
Because if you go anywhere, you're going to wind up in trouble.
You could find yourself in trouble. Yes,
but there's a path. So walk on the path, and when you walk on the path, what do we have to do? Take steps.
Mm-hmm.
You take one step at a time because you come to forks in the road and you come to places that you can see that's going to be rocky or that's going to be steep. So let's take a different path. So a path implies walking. mm-hmm. path implies movement forward, and it's a specific way. And God says, and we say, I'm willing to be shown mm-hmm. what is the way.
Right.
Teach me your path. Teach me your steps.
Mm-hmm.
And me thinking, okay, resolution. I got an issue. It's not resolved, and it does concern me because it's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize it's there. I don't ignore it. I don't say, don't worry about it. It's that, well, there's an issue that I need resolution to. And I need to be taught the steps that God's going to bring me to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
And what this means is this. Our approach is, I got a problem.
Right.
Fix it. and I'll just stand here until you fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should, because you can, and you're God.
Yeah. And sometimes we make that look like the end all be all. That's what faith looks like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll believe it. If I believe it, you know, it'll happen. And so fix it. And he said, well, I'll fix it, but you're going to have to let me show you the way. I'm going to have to teach mm-hmm. you my path. You're going to have to walk forward into the steps that I have to bring resolution, because it's going to take, there's dynamics to it, there's situations to it, there's people mm-hmm. with free will to it, there's timing to it, there's complexities to it, and I'm going to have to show you those step by step by step. So, and we have a great example in Scripture with Joshua going into the Promised Land,
mm-hmm.
Is that he said, I'm going to give you the Promised Land.
Right.
What? The whole thing. And by the way, it's a big area, obviously, because mm-hmm. it's Israel right now. I'm going to give you that. Now, it's occupied by a really hard enemy, and they've never been defeated.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to defeat them, and you're going to have to do it city by city by city. Okay, and Joshua says, okay, what? Learn to walk with me and surrender every day your will to my mm-hmm. my instruction, because I'm going to show you my way. And I'm going to teach you my path to fulfill the resolution of what I just told you. And Joshua had to walk in. By the way, it took him 5 years.
Mm.
So it wasn't like, okay, just give it to me.
Right.
It was, no, I got a problem. I got an unresolved issue here. I got a decision to make. I got a promise you're teaching me. I'm going to wait. And waiting doesn't mean stopping, interesting enough. This is interesting, because you're walking on the path and waiting.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't waiting stopping and just waiting for something to happen? No. Waiting, the word waiting there is dance with God.
Right.
Stay with him. Let him lead. You walk with him. You're walking forward, but you're not doing the leading.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the leading, and I'm waiting for the next step. I'm waiting for the next piece of truth to come. I'm waiting for how you're going to bring resolution to this. And it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
There's dynamics. There's things that God's going to do. There's free will involved. And I just got to keep walking. And waiting means I'm not deciding my own answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting him do
so
it.
So good.
And then he says, remember your loving kindness. And according to your mercy, remember me for your goodness sake. And so what he's saying there is that the word loving kindness and the word mercy is covenant loyalty, is that remember that as I'm walking, God says, remember, I am going to deliver the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how serious this is. It doesn't matter how complex it is. It doesn't matter how deep it is. It doesn't matter how much adversity it is.
Right.
I will deliver the covenant. And I need you to keep that in front of you,
mm-hmm.
because you'll then drive your heart to keep going.
Right, right.
And he's going to tell us along the path, you're going to have places that you think this ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
This is worse. This just got worse. God said, I know. Don't worry about that. Because we're going to keep going. There's more to come here. Yep, it got worse. it doesn't mean I'm not taking you to the right place.
Right.
Trust me, trust me, trust me. Because why? I'm going to deliver the covenant. So as we're seeking these things, and we're going to talk more about how do we take these steps and how do we get things resolved. But he says it's step by step. It's a path. Have a heart to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me teach you. Let me show you that. And trust me, I'm going to deliver the covenant. And I want you to keep that in front of you, which will drive you to keep going, and you won't quit, particularly when it doesn't seem like it's working.
Right.
Or it's not getting resolved. But you'll have a heart to go because what? Well, I'm going to deliver the covenant. And by the way, this is cool, and we'll talk more about this for you and me. We've learned that.
Right.
Well, why? He delivered the covenant.
All the time, yes.
And as he did, it's like, oh. I mean, it wasn't dependent on this awful thing, no. I resolved it. I delivered the covenant. And as the more he does it, the easier it becomes to stay excited in the process and not be burdened by it because, oh, yeah, we got a problem here, but God's going to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people that have never experienced that, they're looking at us right now like, I don't know about this.
Right.
You say so, but I know a lot of people that don't have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have it happen. And so I don't know. This might be not true teaching, you know. And well, the word says so.
Yeah.
And let's
default to what God actually says,
and
right?
And that's why he says, let me teach you this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be willing to stay in school. But as you do, and we know that God will, you start to realize, you know what? It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when it's true for you, you start telling other people it's true, and that's how it works. So we'll continue this, but don't get discouraged that God says there's a way for me to teach you to let me resolve it. I will resolve it, and I don't want you to be burdened by it while I'm resolving it because I'm going to resolve it. So,
that's so good.
Father, we thank you for that truth, that you'll teach us your way, that you'll show us the paths, that you will deliver the covenant. You will say that it's going to be so. And so we just pray that we'll receive that. We won't be discouraged by it. We're in the middle of stuff right now, and it is heavy. And so we just learn that we can come to you and let you free up the clutter that's in our hearts and in our minds. And we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. Such a good discussion, Rich. I appreciate your wisdom and insight, and just praying that those listeners who are hearing this and that are sitting in the middle of something right now that feels like it cannot be resolved, that they take your words to heart and they see, go back to these scriptures, go back to Psalms 25 and spend some time there and really let God show you what he's saying in that. And we'll keep this discussion going. So looking forward to it.
And by the way, as you send it into questions at abideministry.com, if you have a specific situation, like I have one, I got an unresolved issue and I don't know what to do with it. We're happy to give you some assistance on a personal level and have you go down the path of learning this. We're going to try to teach the truths of it, but we're happy to apply the specifics of it.
Absolutely.
So we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah. So thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Again, send in your questions, questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.